ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13. Brahma is stealing the boy and the calf, text number 12 and 13. 12 has no purpose, so we'll go on 13. Anyway. Bharataiva vasapesu bhunyane svachutatmasu बस्सास्त्वरे दूरम् बिभीषुस्त्रिणलोभिता भारतैव बस्सपेषु भुञ्जनेषु अच्युतात्मसु बस्सातु अन्तरवने दूरम् बिभसु तृणलोभिता भारतैवं वत्सपेषु भुञ्जानेषु अच्युतात्मसु बस्सातु अन्तरवने दूरम् विष्णु विभसु तृणलोभिता Mataji. Bharata. O Maharaj Parikshit. Evam in this way, while they were enjoying their lunch, Bassapesu, along with all the boys tending the calves, Bhunjanesu, engaged in taking their food, Achyutatmasu, all of them being very near and dear to Achyuta, Krishna. Vassa, the calf. Tu, however, Antabane, in a deep forest. Duram, far away. Bibhasu, entered. Trinalobita, being allowed by green grass. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, while the cowherd boys who knew nothing within the core of their heart but Krishna were thus engaged in eating their lunch in the forest. The calves went far away, deep into the forest, being allowed by green grass. Text 13. Uche bhibhayam mitranayasan mat biramate hannesu hannesyai vasakanaham. When Krishna saw that his friends, the cowherd boys, were frightened, he, the forest controller, even of the fear itself, said, just to mitigate their fear, my dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your calf back to this spot by personally going after them myself. Purport. In the presence of Krishna's friendship, a devotee cannot have any fear. Krishna is the supreme controller, the controller of even death, which is supposed to be the ultimate fear in this material world. Bhayam dutya abhinesyat. This fear arises because of lack of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there cannot be any fear. For one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, this material world of fear becomes hardly dangerous at all. Bhavam buddhi vasya param padam, padam padam jat vipadam natesam. Bhavam buddhi, the material ocean of fear, because becomes very easy to cross by the mercy of the supreme controller. This material world in which there is fear and danger at every step, padam padam jat vipadam, is not meant for those who have taken shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Such persons are delivered from this fearful world. Samasritaje padapad pallavam plavam mahat padam punyaso murare bhavam buddhi vasya param padam 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 jati padam natesam. Bhagavatam 10.14.58. Everyone therefore should take shelter of supreme person who is the source of fearlessness and thus be secured. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurjinimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. It's my great fortune to be here amongst the exalted Vaishnava. So please forgive me if there is any error, especially my pronunciation, Indian pronunciation. Hare Krishna. So, the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, it divided in 5 sections. The first section is known as Janma Prakarana, or the division of Krishna's birth, from chapter 1 to chapter 4 is called Janma Prakarana. In fourth chapter, the Krishna's birth have been described. Then there are 28th chapter which describes the Tamas Prakaran, where Krishna killed the different kind of demon who are in mood of ignorance. That starts from chapter 5 from Putana, which go till chapter 35, 28 chapters. Then other 28 chapter is known as Rajas Prakaran, or the description of the different kings who are in mood of passion. That is from chapter 36 till chapter 63. Then when Krishna goes to Dwarika, there also Rajas and Sattvic Prakaran, or Sattvic division in mood of goodness, they all the Dwarka Vasi. This have been described in 21 chapter, starting from 64 till 84. And then comes Iswarya Prakaran, where Udhav Gita is there, Krishna meeting Sudama and all those things. That have been described, the six Iswarya, six opulences, so the six chapter, starting from chapter 85 till 90. Now, in this Bhagavatam, there are 9 chapters. But the pastime have been described in different prakaran. If you count, the Jan prakaran is 4, then Tamas prakaran is 28, Rajas prakaran is 28, Sattvic prakaran is 21, and Iswari prakaran is 6. If you count all this, it comes only 87. So question comes, what about 3 other chapters? These 3 chapters, 12, 13 and 14, Madhvacharya does not accept this. Brahmi Mohan Leela, starting from Aghasur till this 3 chapter. But Sukhdev Goswami spoke these 3 chapters also. So here we are today in chapter 13. This chapter is a very nice chapter. Krishna protects his devotee. Whatever devotee has desire, Krishna takes care. This pastime happened in Vrindavan, village life. So if anybody has experience of village life, it's easy to relate. City life is very difficult, but village life. In this chapter, Krishna shows his mercy on Brahma, the calf, and cowherd boy. He bewildered Brahma because he got doubt on the Lord. And then when he got doubt, in Madhurya, if somebody had doubt in Madhurya, then automatically Iswarya or opulence appears. Like Mother Yashoda. When she heard that Krishna has eaten dirt, and Krishna kept denying. She asked him, and he kept denying. So he asked, "Mother, who told you? You are not in forest." He said, "Oh, all your, the friend that told me." He said, "Mother, don't believe them. They just like to make fun." Then mother said, "Well, they may like to make fun, but what about Dauji? Who is your elder brother, who always cares for you? Why should he make fun?" And as soon as Krishna heard the name of Dauji, somehow or other Krishna was very angry with Dauji. He said, "My dear mother, don't believe Dauji. You want to hear what does he tells in forest? You will not believe what he says. He says, I am not your son. He says, Mother Yashoda is fair, complex. Nand Baba is fair, complex. You black fellow, where from you came? Gore Nand Yashoda Gori Tuke Syam Sarir. And then all the cowherd boys, they clap and they laugh. Now I have hard time to show my face. So please you decide today first. Am I your son or not? He put Mother Yashoda on the spot. Am I your son or not? Please clarify this. Now Mother Yashoda forgot everything. And she had to testify and said, my dear son, you are my son. I swear to Mother Cow. And they are Gwal. Mother Cow has everything for them. Said, I swear to Mother Cow that I am your mother and you are my son. Then Krishna was pacified. But still she wanted to know whether he ate dirt or not. So she got doubt. As soon as she got doubt, so Krishna showed his mouth. And what she saw? She saw whole universe in the mouth. The same way, Brahma got doubt on Krishna. So Krishna showed his aishwarya or opulence by creating so many calf and so many cowherd boys. So anyway, this pastime is the pastime when Krishna was only in Balya or up to 5 years. So the children up to 5 years, here the children, they have to go to a school after 5 years, otherwise they go to nursery. And their nursery class is to start helping. If the boys are there, they help the father. The girls are there, they help mother. That is the tradition, Vedic tradition. So Krishna always wanted to go forest, but till he becomes Pauganda, he could not go. So he was, this is Bal Lila. So Krishna was allowed to go to tend the cows. The calf. Actually it is only a scourge. The kids, they like to play. Their enjoyment is playing. I experienced when we were a small kid. We went with cows, calf. And this was the season especially. This season. This season is a special season. Because we go early morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock. In winter season, you go like 8, 9 o'clock. But this season, early morning. And you have to come back before 11 o'clock. Because it's hot. So, leave the cow, calf. And what we used to do, climb on the tree and jump in the deep river water. That was the play. There are many kind of play, but this is one of the play. And Krishna used to do the same thing. He used to climb on the Kadamba tree and jump in the Jamuna. And that was the play of the cowherd boys. And thus, when they become tired, then we also used to take tiffin from the house and eat together. And many other play. There are so many kind of play are there. So the real thing is playing, not taking care of the calf. That day, this particular day, when Krishna was, you know, he brought all the calf, all the cowherd boys, then they all drank the water in Jamuna and seeing the beautiful bed of Jamuna, the sand bed of Jamuna under Kadamba tree, Krishna decided, this is a good place. Water is here. Beautiful, you know, atmosphere is here. Why don't we take our lunch here? So that everybody was happy and everybody agreed to take care of lunch. So Krishna and the cowherd boys, they left the calf to go and graze. And they decided how to sit. I mean, even for eating, there is an arrangement. The intelligent people or devoted minded people, they like to sit in circle. But unintelligent or demoniac people, they like to sit like this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami gives the, you know, the story of the demon and demigod, and they wanted to know who is superior, and Brahma invited them for eating, and then there were conditions, then he will tie their hand and they have to eat. You know that story, right? So all the demon, they sit like a straight line, and they could not eat because they were tied, they could not bend this, so they had to throw up. But demigod, they made a circle. So one demigod fed other one, this way everybody. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami gives the example in Upadesara Upakhyan. So here also the cowherd boys, they made the arrangement, then we will eat like this. Because basic thing was that they wanted to see Krishna. If they sit like this, then they have to turn like this to see Krishna. But if Krishna is in the middle, then their eyes is there. That was the attachment of those cowherd boys. I mean, everything we should measure in our life, do we have that kind of attachment to think of Krishna all the time, to chant the holy name of Krishna? Of course not, at least my life. But the cowherd boys, they are so attached to Krishna. And they were eating, joking. Everybody has brought their tiffin. And Krishna personally wanted to see who has brought what. So there are many kind of cowherd boys were there. Somebody were rich, somebody were poor. The poor one have brought hardly dry chapati, you know, not even salt, a little salt. Somebody have brought nice jalebi and puri, etc. So one who has brought jalebi and puri and all these things, they're so proud. Oh, Krishna, see what I have brought, what my mother has given. And one who are poor, they're hiding. But Krishna had to snatch from them. Come on. So Krishna decided, among us, that nobody is poor, nobody rich. We all are equal. Therefore, we'll share everything. That was the good fun. You know, they were sharing and eating. And Brahma and all the demigods were enjoying. But Brahma got doubt. Then Krishna wanted to fulfill his desire also. Satyam vidhatu nijvitta bhasitam. Kaunteya pratyanahi nami bhaktya prasthi. You know, he likes to protect his devotee. So Brahma has doubt. So Krishna wanted to protect him of his doubt. Therefore, in this verse number 14, the word has been used verse number 12, Achyuta. Achyuta means infallible, who is ready to fulfill the desire of his devotee in all circumstances. So Parikshit Maharaj has been addressed here, Bharatai evam. Bharata. Because the Pandavas, they had lot. Parikshit did not have experience, but Yudhishthir, they had experience of forest. They knew what is forest. They were in exile for many years, so they knew the pain in the forest and the pleasure of the forest both. He said, you come from the same descendant. You also have some touch. So all the calf being greedy of eating, that why again creation of Brahma, all the green grass he created. And Krishna allowed him to do that. Krishna knew everything what is going on. And this way Brahma took all the calf away from the sight of the cowherd boys. So although the cowherd boys, they were enjoying their feast, but same time they were keeping watch on the calf. And when one point they saw the calves are not there, they have gone far away, then they were in anxiety. They were in anxiety. Tam drishtva bhayam santrat. They became frightened that what happened to the calf? Where are they gone? And one cannot enjoy anything, whether eating or joking or sleeping or anything, if you have too much stress or tension. So they got immediately some tension about the calf. And they were worried. And Krishna saw that they are worried. So Krishna had to go and fulfill the desire of Brahma. Brahma wanted to test Krishna. Krishna said, so it be. If Krishna would have been there with the cowherd boy, Brahma would have not dared to come to take any cowherd boys. So Krishna arranged that Brahma can take the calf systematically by Brahma providing nice green grasses for the calf, taking them one side, took the calf, put them in one cave. And Krishna thought, well, I have to let him take the cowherd boy also. So he went. Now when they were eating, other thing, they were very perturbed and very disturbed. Krishna cannot see his devotee being disturbed. Ever. Avasya rakhive Krishna vishwasa palan. We should have firm faith that Krishna will maintain us. Krishna will keep us free from all the anxiety. The cowherd boy, for first time, they have anxiety. They were fearful for the calf. Because they had attachment for the calf, that was one thing. And other thing, the time, you know, day was coming up. It's like, look, 9 o'clock. It was becoming too hot. If they don't go back on time home, the parents will be in worried. You know, what happened to our children? What happened to the calf? And third thing, that if they don't find the calf, they'll be chastised at home. So there are many kind of fear were there in cowherd boys. The kids, we like to enjoy on father property, on father wealth, but sometime father gives, you know, everything for the children. But sometime when we start losing, we become afraid. I remember I was in class 7. It was a rainy season. It was rainy season. And my father had bought a new umbrella. And he gave me the umbrella to go to school. While coming back, I forgot the umbrella in the bus. And when I got down, the bus left, I was so fearful. I was trembling one way that what happened to him. There are public bus, by the way, they're not a school bus. In India, still they are not. Nowadays, they have a school bus, though it's public bus. In that umbrella is gone. But I have become so fearful. So you can imagine the cowherd boy, they had different kind of fear. One fear was that they have attachment for the calf, they don't want to see the calf away. Second fear was that time, now it is 9 o'clock, it will become 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It will be too hot in India. Nowadays, it's like 45 degree, 50 degree, right? Centigrade, not, very hot. Lu lag jayega, get heat wave. Become sick, many people become sick, dehydration and whatnot. So the parents will be in anxiety that why they have not come. And third, if we don't find the cause, we'll be chastised. So Krishna could see that they are in anxiety and they are not able to eat. So Krishna didn't want to disturb them. According to Vedic culture, if you are eating, respecting prasadam, you should not leave halfway and walk away. That is disrespect to prasad. You should finish it. Neither you should throw anything. It is prasad. Thanks to Narendra Modi government, now they made a new law in India that in a restaurant, nobody can throw any food. If they throw any food, they have to be fined. They have to pay fine. Because thousands of people, they are starving. They have, of course, here different region. Thousand people are starving, and here because you have paid, so you can throw this food? No way. So only take what you can eat. Very good. We have to introduce now, offer everything, and become prasadam. So the Vedic culture is like that. We should, when we are eating, we should not get up in between. Once I remember a nice story. Agastya Rishi is expert in drinking water. He can drink any amount of water. And he has a brother, Pulastra. He can eat as much as one can give. So one day, he approached Lord Shiva, and Mother Parvati. And he asked, Mother, I heard you are cooking very nicely every day, feeding Lord Shiva, and many other Vaishnavas are eating, but how come you have never invited me? So Mother Parvati said, all right, tomorrow you can also come. So Pulastra did not come alone. He had so many followers also. Earlier, the Guru will not going, they are not traveling alone. Whenever they travel, there are 10,000 disciples with them. Thousands of disciples with them. So when Lord Shiva heard that tomorrow Pulastra Rishi is coming for lunch, he was in anxiety. My goodness, this fellow eats a lot. Nothing will be left, and still he'll be hungry. How to satisfy him? If he's not satisfied, it was a great offense. So, of course, he prayed to the Lord. And Krishna came. He said, don't worry, I will take care. So, next day, all of them came, Pulastra Rishi and all his disciples. They were sitting from very beginning. And Pulastra Rishi sat in the last. Here in our parampara, we invite senior devotees to sit first and junior one sit last. Here, Pulastra Rishi let his disciples sit first and he sat in last. You know why? The system of serving prasad is that when you are serving, whoever the last person, you have to serve everything. Nothing you can take back. Thus, this way Pulastra Rishi can get more. So, arrangement was made. Everybody sat down to eat. After everybody sat down, Krishna comes. And when the pangat going on, anybody can take prasadam there. So Krishna sat down after Pulastra. And Pulastra said, no, don't sit here. You sit there. Krishna said, don't worry. When the service come, you can tell them that, you are the last one. But now why to disturb? You sit here. He said, no, nothing doing. You sit there. So Krishna pacified him. Alright. So service was going on. Everybody got what they wanted to eat. But Pulastra got balance, remnant, everything. So everybody had eaten and they are waiting when Guruji finished. So Krishna doesn't have to ask permission from anybody. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He just got up. When he got up, Pulas of course got angry, but all his disciples they got. So I was driving a point that while eating, one should not get up in middle. So the cowherd boys, they were eating. So Krishna didn't wanted to commit this apradh by getting up in between. So he said, my dear friend, please enjoy your meal. You be here and I will go and take care of the calf. I will see where are the calf. So Krishna kept the principle here. Second thing, Krishna assured them, not to worry, I will bring the calf. Prabhupada, in the whole purport, he took one thing, and that was abhayam, free from fear. Krishna is abhaya charana, bhaja hure mana, sri nanda nandana, abhaya charana ravindare. This whole material world is full of with fear. But devotee of the Lord, they are fearless. We just celebrated a wonderful festival yesterday, Narsi Chadursi. Look at Prahlad Maharaj. He was all surrendered to Krishna and he was fearless. With Hiranyakasipu, everybody was fearful. The demigod used to pass water and urine. I pass urine and the stool in their pen. When Hiranyakasipu screamed at them, Prahlad was very calm, cool, easy. A small kid, when Hiranyakasipu asked him, my dear son, please tell me, what have you learned? What your teacher had taught you? So he didn't say, twinkle, twinkle, little star. But he spoke, tat sadhu manne asurabharja dehi naam sada samadhi asat grahaya hitvata patam grihandha kupam vanam gato yad hari mahasrayeta. He didn't even say, father, he said, Tasadhumanne Asurbarjadehina. Oh, topmost among the demon. You want to know what is the best thing? You are disturbed. And everyone in this material world is disturbed because of accepting something which is not real. Asatgrahaya. And best thing is, give up all this nonsense, take the Japmala and start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Go to Vrindavan. Panam gato yad hari matrayeta. He simply smiled because Prahlad was a small kid. And second time when he asked, he gave first class philosophy. Sranam kirtanam vishnu smaranam paathyavanam achanam vandanam rasyam sakham atma nevedanam. Everything. Again, he was not fearful. Not only that, he ordered all the demons, he ordered all his sena to kill Prahlad. He was not fearful. In the last, when Subhas Prabhu was reading yesterday, one thing I learned yesterday, understood that how those days the father and mother, they love their children. Hiranyakasipu till last moment wanted to convince Prahlad that look, there is nobody, anybody else powerful than me. Till last moment, he didn't want to kill Prahlad. He didn't want to kill Prahlad. Nowadays, mother, father, they kill the child when they want. Such a demoniac. And here you have first class demon Hiranyakasipu. Now all these demons, they cannot compare with Hiranyakasipu. He was much more stronger and powerful in every way. But he didn't want to kill. He won some. He rather asked other demon to kill, but not he himself. Even last moment, when nobody can kill Prahlad, then he agreed to kill Prahlad. But still, He challenged. Is your God here? In this pillar? And Prahlad said, yes. Again, Prahlad was very composed, very quiet, and very calm. You're not afraid or anything. You're not fearful. And when on that point, Hiranyakashipu did not want to kill Prahlad. When he said, yes, my Lord is here in the pillar, when a small child start replying you back, you become very angry. And you slap the child. But Hiranyakashipu, no. He didn't raise the hand on Prahlad. From very beginning till end, he did not raise the hand on Prahlad. Rather, he smashed the pillar, not Prahlad. And then the Lord Narasimha appeared from the pillar. To prove the statement of a devotee, Satyam Vidhatu Nayavitta Bhasitam. To prove the statement of Prahlad Maharaj, he appeared from the pillar. So I am making a point that Prahlad Maharaj, he was very composed. He was fearless. He had no fear because Lord was there to protect. Some people live in past. Some people live in future. And some people live in present. Who is happy? Yes, one who lives in present, he is happy. The elderly people, they live in past. There's too much anxiety. I did this thing. When I was like you, I stood first in my class. You are wasting your life. They are craving. The young man, they are looking at future. But a small kid, enjoying the present. So devotee of the Lord, they are like a small kid. Thus they enjoy. They have no fear. So Krishna made sure that my coward friend, they do not have any anxiety. Krishna made all the arrangement so that devotee do not become fearful. Srila Prabhupada, who is Krishna's representative, he had given everything for us not to be remain fearful. If you follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction, as it is, will always be enjoy Kevala Ananda Kanda. Krishna consciousness is nothing but Kevala Ananda Kanda. We are adding so many things and thus we are getting frustrated. If you follow simply what Prabhupada has given, we'll be always happy. Lord Chaitanya has made sure that his devotees are protected. Prabhupada has made sure that we all are protected. Simply have faith in Krishna and Krishna will protect us. He wants to see, and this is a lesson, he is doing to his cowherd friend who are soul surrender to Krishna. If we are soul surrender to Krishna, Saradharmana Prityajya, Mam Ekam Saranam Braja, Aham Tvam Sarpapebho, Mukshisyami Masucha. Krishna is here to protect us. Have faith. Krishna will protect us. We don't need to be fearful with anything. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comment, question? I think I did on my time. It will 8:15 finish, so I finish 8:15. Little over. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for a very nice presentation, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, thank you, and welcome to New Dwarka. Just on that last point about being in the present, it seems that Krishna himself points the devotees to the future. If you think of all the times that Krishna appears to the devotees, just like even Prahlad, Lord Nrisimhadev came and gave him blessings that you're going to live long life, you will enjoy like this. Dhruva Maharaj, the Lord came. He didn't take him back to Godhead immediately. You see, it seems that the Lord never does that. When he comes, it doesn't seem that he takes the devotees back to Godhead right then and there. He told Dhruva Maharaj, you'll live 36,000 years, you'll rule this planet. Everything always seems that he's pointing them to the future. I can't think of one incident where Krishna appears to the devotee and takes him back to Godhead right now. It seems that he always comes and then he tells him what the future is going to be.
Well, that Krishna can do that thing because he knows the future. And we do not know. So let us not plan for future. Leave this on Krishna. We live in the present and enjoy. Why to worry? If your father is there, why son have to worry? Father is there to arrange. Father will say, I am earning hard. I am working hard, earning all this money for you, my dear son. Son is not worried because father is there. No? Let him eat samosa and, you know, jalebi and everything, and I'll be happy now. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. So, simple question. When we speak in terms of Krishna protecting the devotee, Lord Nisringadev protecting the devotee, it's important to understand, though, that it's the consciousness, correct? It's the consciousness he's protecting, our Krishna consciousness he's protecting, and not necessarily our body or our material situation. Is that correct?
Everything he will protect. There's no difference. Krishna will protect his devotee in all respect. Consciousness, mind, body, everything. There's no part. Simply, we have to be Krishna conscious. Then he'll protect in every way. Okay. Next, here question. Are you clear?
Yes, Prabhu. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. You know, King Kulashekhar, he was praying then, let me die now because I'm young. Because if I start to, you know, when I start to be older, I will not be able to remember Krishna in the moment of death because of bodily mucus, bodily problems. So is it okay to have this kind of fear? Then when we start to grow older, we will not be able, maybe because of bodily problems, disease, we will not be able to remember Krishna in the moment of death. Is it okay to have this kind of fear?
Yes, there is nothing wrong. Devotee live in present. Krishna tadiya padapankaja panjarandam visatumya manasaraja hansa prana prayana samaye kabhavata pittau kantha aurodhana vidhau smarana kudaste. Yes, we know the situation of old age. And this is one of the diseases, birth, death, old age and disease. Old age is very difficult. We know that thing. So that means he is saying, as long as I am young, let me not waste even a single moment. But let me dedicate 100% to Krishna. Because old day I will not be able to do. Although I want to do, but I can't do physically. Just like Haridas Thakur. You know, he was fasting. And when Mahaprabhu asked him, what is the reason? He said, I am sick. He said, what is your sickness? He said, because I have not done my prescribed round for my sickness. You can't help the body after all. Even you leave the body, even, you know, pure devotee who are not in the body, out of the body, but still the old age will affect this body.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu. I liked what you said in answer to Sachinandana's question about protection. It doesn't seem to be what happens, though. No, it doesn't seem that Krishna protects everything. I mean, if that was the case, how is it that Prabhupada was ill for the last couple of years of his life? Bhaktisiddhanta left when he was 62 years old. And, I mean, so many devotees now have problems with their health. And I mean, maybe their consciousness is perfect, but it doesn't seem like Krishna protects everything. Or if he is protecting everything, please explain how. What's the correct way to understand it? At least superficially, you know, very straightforward way, it doesn't seem like it, but maybe I'm not understanding.
No, Krishna does protect. That we do not understand, but he does protect us. If our life is up to 65 year only, 55 year only, Krishna also like to follow the rules which is set by Acharya, like Brahma. We all have a life span, although we do not know, you know, how long we live. So Krishna doesn't like to interfere in that. But even in bad condition, Krishna protects. I'll give an example. Srila Prabhupada had so much No problem. But how he was Krishna protecting in that time? The Vaidraj, he told that, I don't know how this gentleman is still alive. There's so much pain in his body. How is still he alive? Krishna was protecting for him to do his thing. If somebody is not Krishna conscious and he gets pain in his teeth, he starts running from one place to other place, another place. And protecting is also giving the strength to tolerate that pain. It's also a protection. There are many ways to protect. The body is growing old, but giving the strength that I will be okay, I will come to Mangala Arati, I'll chant my round. That is also protection. Protection. Just we need to pray to Krishna. Just like once Prabhupada was there, I think he was in London. So he asked some devotee who was sitting, and he asked the devotee, what is the difference between you and me? You know that famous thing. And Prabhupada, the devotee were bewildered. They said, well, you are our guru, you are this thing, that thing. Prabhupada said, no. The difference between you and me is that you can fall in Maya, but I will not fall in Maya. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Next day, Prabhupada came for Darshanarthi. I don't know whether it was here or London, but long ago I read it anyway. And Prabhupada was praying. He was talking to Krishna. And later on, when Prabhupada went to the room, devotee came and asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what you are asking Krishna? What are you talking? Prabhupada said, I am praying to Krishna so that I do not fall in Maya. But Prabhupada, you said, we can fall in Maya, but you will not fall in Maya. He said, yes, but I have to pray every day. If I don't pray, I will fall in Maya. So you have to pray every day. We have to chant our round nicely. We have to remain Krishna conscious all the time. Then we can see the Krishna protection. I mean, in our life, we see Krishna protection. Something wrong happened, we say, this is Krishna mercy. But does the karmi see this way? No. They think, I am protector. And devotee life, say, our protector. Somebody got cut, he said, oh, I was going to have accident, big accident. But Krishna protected me just by getting one finger cut. Right? So Krishna protects. Everything will protect.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthasrayam Bhagavatam ki jai.